Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever podcast can be found at SummerSlam weekend.
So very exciting. Get ready for 7 hours of wrestling just on Sunday alone.
We will, of course, be live streaming our reactions, not just to SummerSlam, but TakeOver as well on Saturday night. So join us for that. That should be a lot of fun over at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Of course, this is predictions.
Yeah, it's where we predict things.
It's where we predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam.
Correct.
So... we are filming this on Wednesday.
Yes, and so far there's been 10 matches announced. There is a potential for like 15 matches to actually be on the card.
Yes.
Like if you assume every feud that's going on now will have a spot on the show, every title is defended. Could be as many as 15 potentially.
Yeah, sure.
However, we will only be predicting with confidence points the announced matches as of about 2:30 on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
However, mm-hmm. we do have prop bets for all pretty much all the other potential matches.
For the yeah.
So we'll cover all of it as best we can.
Yes. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oney Lorcan is challenging Drew Gulak, no doubt, in the kickoff show for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Correct.
I'll go first.
Sure.
I have Drew Gulak retaining. I think he's a terrific champion. I think even, we've said this before, 205 Live has a habit of not doing a lot with their champions. In the case of Tony Nese, when he had it, it just felt like he was invisible.
Yeah.
Drew Gulak feels more like a scary specter holding the title. So I think he's actually going to hold it for quite a while.
Same.
I have Drew Gulak. I've got 9 confidence points for Drew Gulak because I do not see any possibility that Oney Lorcan is going to pick this up. I think that Oney Lorcan at some point will be a champion in WWE. It will not be come Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. I'm actually like, super confident that Drew is going to retain that title, but just the way the numbers shaped out, I only have 3 confidence points.
That is interesting.
That could easily be 8.
Yeah. Wow, you're that confident in a lot of other matches?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough. Next up, we've got Finn Balor versus The Fiend.
This is one of those matches I'm really confident about.
Bray Wyatt. I am also very confident. I have 1 less confidence point in this than I did with Drew Gulak.
Really?
Yeah, I've got 8 confidence points on this.
Finn's going on vacation the day after SummerSlam. This is 10 confidence points. That's all the confidence points on Bray Wyatt, man. Bray Wyatt is totally winning this match with ease.
Here's the thing.
He's probably going to squash Finn Balor.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 matches on here, any of which could have got easily the 10 confidence point.
Yeah.
That any of them.
Oh, totally.
This is, I have 8 on Bray Wyatt, but again.
It could easily be 10.
It could easily be 10.
There's no way in any universe, save for like some, like if on the, as soon as the bell rings.
I like you're surprised that I have 8.
I thought
that's a lot.
It is a lot, but I thought that was a shoot. This is like the most obvious wins. There's like no way that, the only way Finn would win this match is if going to the ring, Bray Wyatt blew out both his knees.
I don't even think that would.
And then
do it.
And they toss the match. It just wouldn't happen. Yeah. They throw up the axe and the match wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's no way Finn wins this. No way.
Zero.
Zero way.
Zero way. Yeah, we're on the same page there. Next up, we've got Bayley versus Ember Moon for the SmackDown Women's SmackDown Women's Championship.
I
wanted to make it more complicated than it was.
They've really not booked Ember terribly strong the last couple weeks. So I'm viewing this as a showcase match for Ember. They really haven't utilized her as well as they should have because she's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity on a huge stage for Ember to show what she can do. If they give her and Bayley 15 minutes, they'll have a really good match. Ember is fantastic. Bayley is really good. This has potential to be a really, really good match. However, I would be absolutely shocked if Ember were to walk away from this match as champion, as much as I would like it to happen. I got Bayley going over, I think, what, 5 confidence points? Yeah, 5.
This one, I won't express shock if that's interesting. You've got more confidence points in this than you do in Drew Gulak.
It's just the way it shook out, man.
That's interesting.
Because sometimes they throw curveballs at us with the Cruiserweight title. Just sometimes.
This is not going to be one of
those. No, it's not.
Man. Oh, man.
It's pretty much like 10 through 3. I feel pretty good about all those. It's just 2 and 1 are the only ones that kind of feel like maybe toss-ups to me.
Yeah, so regardless, I've got 3 confidence points on this match. Now the question is who. Here's the thing. They haven't done anything with Bayley. Not really.
No, not really.
Haven't done a whole hell of a lot with her. They chumped out Ember Moon big time on the Go Home episode of SmackDown.
Kind of chumped out Bayley.
I don't think any of that matters. I don't think they're thinking about this at all. I want to say Ember with 3 confidence points because this could be a curveball that they just keep on this feud going and maybe they're going to hot potato. But my better judgment says Bayley goes over. But I only have 3 points. I would not be shocked at all if Ember Moon picked this up because there's just that. Here's the thing also to think about. I really don't see any title changes happening on this card, which is kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I had to pick one that would change hands, it would be this one. Because none of the other titles I see changing at all.
There's a potential for the U.S. title to change hands. I don't think it's a high chance, but there's a potential for that to
happen. Yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in that happening either. I'm going to say Bayley with 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of want to go with Ember Moon, but I'm not going to go because I just don't. Yeah, screw it. You know, I'm going to go with Ember Moon.
There you go.
Why not? Because I have a feeling you and I are going to be the same on a lot of these.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of them are just, you said there's like 7 matches that could easily be worth 10 confidence points in my mind.
I'll do this. I'll do
or at least 6.
I'll do 1 confidence
point. All right,
there you go. For Ember.
Next, match I'm looking forward to the most. Goldberg taking on Dolph Ziggler. This has got to be a Goldberg win.
Yeah, right? They're not going to jump him out.
No, they're not going to jump
him out. I would mark out so hardcore.
That's the only way
happened.
That's the only way I'd be happy if this match ever happened, is if Dolph picked up a win. Countered a spear with a super kick and picked up the win. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Goldberg, 7 confidence points.
Goldberg, 5 confidence points. We're in the same ballpark. This is going to be a fast match. Probably. I don't know. I'd be pretty shocked. What do you think the over-under is on this match in terms of minutes?
3 minutes.
I'd probably push to five.
I think if you push
it.
Because
they want to milk it a little bit.
They push it past 5, you're
risking a heart attack.
You're risking an Undertaker situation.
You're risking a cardiac arrest for one of these guys.
Yeah.
Not named Dolph. All right, well, I got Goldberg with 5. Next
7.
Up, next up, Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. If Kevin Owens loses,
career's over.
He has to say, I quit. Yeah. I've got Kevin Owens with this with 4 confidence points. It's always possible that he'll lose and that'll increase the drama between these two.
Entirely possible.
He'll have to say, I quit, and then he'll return via, I don't know, Triple H, Vince. Vince really loves him on camera.
Or just start invading the show until he gets his way. Sort of like what wasn't that what happened kind of with Gargano after he...
Then they have an unsanctioned match. That's possible.
It's entirely possible.
It's possible. But actually, I've got Owens with 4 confidence.
Actually, now I think I'm going to swap Drew's 8 confidence points. Owens now 3. But yeah, Owens is totally going over.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a wise move on your part.
I'd be pretty surprised if Owens lost, but at the end of the day, I guess it's entirely possible. Next, Becky Lynch versus Natalya for the Raw Women's Championship. No way Natalya wins this one.
No.
Submission match. It should be pretty good, though. I got Becky, 9 confidence points.
Yeah, I've got Becky also with 7 confidence points. I mean, they haven't. Yeah, this isn't even a question.
No.
This isn't a question.
No.
Becky wins.
No.
Next up, we've got AJ Styles.
This is the toughest one to call in my mind. Because as you mentioned, right now, neither of us. Well, you have one. You have Ember picking up the SmackDown Women's title. It kind of feels like at the top show of the summer, they got to have something changing hands. Some title changing hands.
Yes.
I got Ricochet with one.
Oh, wow. That's your one spot? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I have Ricochet with 3, but here's the thing. And we never really do little sub props where it's like, well, the title.
By DQ.
Will the title change hands?
Yeah.
I think Ricochet is going to win this. I think he's going to win by DQ.
All right.
If he wins by DQ or if he gets a title, I get the 3
points
either way.
You get 3 regardless, yes.
But I do think that the OC will walk out all draped in gold. I think that trumps the Ricochet story. I think they're really high on Ricochet, so he'll probably move up maybe to, I mean, I don't even know who's on which brand, but maybe to like Nakamura, the Intercontinental title, something like that. It's probably a different brand. Different brands.
No, you're moving up, though. That's like a lateral move.
Well, in general, the IC title is, all things being equal, it's a bigger title than US.
Yeah, historically speaking, but right now it's not.
Seriously.
Really.
How much would you love to see Ricochet versus Nakamura?
That'd be great.
I'd love to see Ali versus Nakamura.
Yeah, hopefully it happens on the show.
It actually happens.
Not counting on it. I think there's still a chance Ricochet picks that title back up. Maybe they'll hot potato that belt a few times. In the end, AJ walks away with it.
Yeah, could be.
Because especially if Brock's going to be holding on that Universal title for a while, they're probably going to want someone established carrying the next top belt on Raw, that being the U.S. title, to kind of carry the show for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So whether Ricochet wins the title here, in the end, I feel like it's going to end back around AJ's waist at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, Charlotte Flair taking on Trish Stratus.
Oh, we should also mention because AJ has one clean win on Ricochet.
Yeah.
Stands to reason he's probably going to win this.
Ricochet beat AJ clean too.
Did they do that?
Yeah.
When was that? Was that Raw Reunion? No.
That's when Ricochet successfully defended the U.S. title once. Because AJ beat him in the non-title match, and then Ricochet beat him in the actual title match on Raw.
Okay. What are you going to do? I still have Ricochet with 3. Charlotte versus Trish Stratus. Oh, yeah. This is... I've got... Oh, yeah. This is where my top confidence points goes.
Wow.
There's zero chance that they're going to bring in a legend that isn't named Goldberg, that they're going to bring Trish Stratus, who's, you know, great and all, but come on. This is... They're not even... This, to me, is the lock of all locks. There is no way, no how, no chance Trish is going to beat Charlotte here.
Oh, yeah, there's no chance. I got Charlotte with 6. It's just the way things...
Not even...
It's just a lot of them that I'm super confident, so... But
not
yeah,
even close.
It's not even close. It's not going to happen. Charlotte's going to win. It's interesting. I got this card with so many obvious winners, seemingly.
Something has to give.
I know.
There's got to be a shock here. I think the big shock is going to be Brock Seth. But as you'll see with our... Well, I don't have a lot of confidence points in
it. No, I don't in it either. Yeah, I don't see how they can do that where it wouldn't be shocking. They really should have saved Brock's cash in for SummerSlam. And then that made it like a thing.
Yep.
Even when he cashed in Extreme Rules, it was kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Not shocking in the least.
Yeah. Next up, we have Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton and a nice little feud for the WWE Championship. It's all based around the word stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This will be another time when the legacy title of the WWE gets defended in the mid-card.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great.
Kofi is going to successfully retain. No doubt.
There is not a chance in hell. Again, this easily could be 10 confidence points
Same.
For me. I have it down at 6 confidence points.
I have it down to 4.
But this could easily be 10. So you have more confidence in this than you do Kevin. Yeah, it's all on par. Yeah. Yeah, we got it pretty much right. Yeah, I've got 6 confidence points. You have 4. It's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And then finally, Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. I just by nature of the fact that Ember Moon, I've got one confidence point on her. That bumps this up to two confidence points.
Yeah, I got Brock with two as well.
All right, Brock Lesnar. I just look, man. I'll believe it when I see it. There is, I think the one thing, if all things were equal, I would have said that Vince probably would have rolled with Brock anyways. The only reason I hesitate on this at all is because it wouldn't surprise me if Vince gave Paul Heyman the task of giving Seth a really good title run. Said, hey, look, book him to win, get supremely over, mm-hmm. that's going to be the mainstay on Raw.
Yeah.
And I think Heyman could do it, but I think Heyman can also, they can have their cake and eat it too, because this can be pushed to like Survivor Series or Royal Rumble. Maybe Seth will get a rematch there.
Even just Clash of Champions or something like that, next one.
Right. If they build him a bit more and really definitively get the crowd behind him, mm-hmm. that's what it's going to, they need to get that crowd firmly behind yep. Seth. And Seth yep. has done himself no favors.
Nope. But Creative hasn't done
and
a whole
Creative
lot of
hasn't done
either.
Him any favors either. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, wait a second, Brock came in and beat the crap out of him multiple times and they still had Brock win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not been paying attention the last 5 years?
Brock thing. Defies the math on a regular basis. He's above the math.
Big time.
I got a bunch of prop bets here. Will Nakamura versus Mustafa Ali happen?
Yes. I've got yes on that.
Yeah. It'll probably be on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say yes for that. Drew versus Cedric.
Yes.
No.
Definitely going to happen.
Saying definitely no for that one. Will Roman have a match?
Yes, of course.
Definitely no. They don't know what they're doing with this.
Wow.
He's going to be a sleuth through all of SummerSlam. He's going to be trying to find Rowan the whole time.
Magnifying.
Investigate, finding clues, taking leads.
He's going to have the light over somebody's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he's right on the verge of getting what he wants, he's going to be attacked again.
Here's the thing, man. The fact that they were in talks to see if they could put together Buddy versus Roman means they really want a Roman Reigns match.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if SummerSlam didn't have Roman Reigns match.
It would be weird, but he's going to have a presence because he's going to be investigating.
I mean,
I'll probably get that way wrong.
Who wouldn't love to see him and Joe as a private investigator team?
It'd be something else, man.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be awesome. But it's like chill Roman.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Anyways, and then you have the prop bet here. Will any tag title be defended?
Yes. If they decide to go with Roman versus Buddy, then you can easily do New Day versus Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, especially based on the finish for SmackDown this past week. New Day defeated, of course, got the tag titles in that four corners
there
match.
There are three sets of tag titles. It stands to reason one of those.
At least one
of
them is
going to be defended.
Yeah. Finally, over under on Goldberg versus
Ooh,
Dolph.
You're putting that in
3 minutes.
Ooh.
Over or under, Steve?
Ooh. 3 minutes?
Bell to bell.
Bell to bell. I think that's why they got... Oh, God. Oh, is it going to be just bell ring, spear, jackhammer?
Yeah. Oh. Because that would mean that Dolph would last longer than Brock Lesnar did if it goes over 3 minutes, I think. I think their match at Survivor Series was, what, 90 seconds?
How long was Dolph Taker?
Dolph Taker? You mean Goldberg Taker?
Sorry, Goldberg Taker.
Like six or something like that.
Smart money's on under. Smart money, it's under. It's got to be
90
under.
Seconds Goldberg versus Lesnar at Survivor Series.
It's got to be under.
Yeah, it does have to be under. Let me see how long.
But then if Dolph, here's the problem is if they ring the bell and he just gets out of the ring and starts milling about.
I know, that's always possible. That's what Kevin Owens did.
Yeah. How long was the Kevin Owens match?
That was at Fastlane. Let me look it up real quick.
Give me the green light.
No, it was not at Fastlane. It must have been Backlash. Oh, sorry. It was at Fastlane. I was on Elimination Chamber. It was... Well, even that was they considered that 22 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is definitely going to be under 3 minutes. The odds are in favor of that big time. Okay, so let's ask this then.
All right.
We both call in. Never mind. I was gonna bring the over-under to like a minute.
2 minutes would be fair.
Yeah. I still think it's going to be under. I think it's going to be quick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
A lot of milling about.
No.
I mean, that's a safe thing to do. So, okay, listen. Can do you think you can handle Spear Jackhammer? Just come out, Spear Jackhammer.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, anyways. Of course, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.